Ceremony wording. The couple to be united in marriage faces the minister with the groom on the right of the bride. If the bride is to be given away, the minister addresses the father or the person chosen to bestow the bride, asking, "Who giveth this woman to be married to this man?" That individual responds in the affirmative, usually saying one of three options: "I do," if he alone is giving the bride away, "her mother and I," if there are two living parents, or "on behalf of her family, I do," if he is escorting the bride as a family representative. He then places the bride's right hand in the right hand of the groom and takes his seat. There are two options for wedding ceremonies in apostolic faith churches. In option one, the bride and groom assent to their vows with "I do." In option two, the bride and groom repeat their vows. In either case, the minister may choose to begin the ceremony with a few personal remarks focusing on the couple's commitment to God and each other. He then begins the introductory comments which precede the vows. Introductory comments. We are gathered here to join this couple in holy matrimony. Since we know that Almighty God is the author of the institution of marriage, that by His word this holy relationship between man and wife was brought into existence, we do not hesitate to proceed according to the instructions given us in His holy Bible and accordance with the laws of our civil state. Obedience to the law of God always brings blessing, even though we may be in temporal adversity and sorrow. Disobedience brings the displeasure of God, even in times of seeming prosperity and happiness. Therefore, our conduct before each other, either as husbands, wives, or unmarried individuals, must be regulated by God's law if we are to enjoy the supreme blessing of God upon our lives while we live here on earth. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, also sanctioned the institution of marriage by attending and taking part in the marriage at Cana of Galilee. He further gave His approval to marriage, reminding us of some of its obligations and privileges when He said, "For this cause shall a man leave father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh." The Holy Spirit has also blessed marriage and has used its bond of love as an illustration of the much closer tie that binds the Church of Christ to its bridegroom and master, Jesus Christ. Speaking through the Apostle Paul and terming it one of the great mysteries of our life on earth, the Holy Spirit said, "Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as it is fit in the Lord," and, "Husbands, love your wives even as Christ also loved the church and gave Himself for it. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies, for no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church, for we are members of His body, of His flesh, and of His bones." Vows Option 1, Assent by "I do." The minister then turns to the groom and says, bridegroom's full name, "Do you take this woman, whose right hand you now hold, to be your lawfully wedded wife, and solemnly promise, God helping you, that you will be a true and devoted husband to her, that you will love, honor, cherish, and protect her in sickness and in health, in sorrow and in joy, in adversity and in prosperity, and that you will keep yourself to her and to her alone until God by death shall separate you?" The man will answer, "I do." Turning to the bride, the minister says, bride's full name, "Do you take this man whose right hand you now hold to be your lawfully wedded husband, and solemnly promise, God helping you, that you will be a true and devoted wife to him, that you will love, honor, cherish, and comfort him in sickness and in health, in sorrow and in joy, in adversity and in prosperity, and that you will keep yourself to him and to him alone until God by death shall separate you?" The woman will answer, "I do." Vows option 2, assent by repeating vows. The minister turns to the groom and says, first name of bridegroom, do you promise to keep the vows you are about to make? The groom will answer, I do. Please repeat after me. Say the vows one phrase at a time, giving the groom time to repeat each one. I, groom's full name, take you, bride's full name, to be my lawfully wedded wife, and solemnly promise, God helping me, that I will be a true and devoted husband to you, that I will love, honor, cherish, and protect you, in sickness and in health, in sorrow and in joy, in adversity and in prosperity, and that I will keep myself to you and to you alone until God by death shall separate us. Turning to the bride, the minister says, first name of bride, do you promise to keep the vows you are about to make? The bride will answer, I do. Please repeat after me. Say the vows one phrase at a time, giving the bride time to repeat each one. I, bride's full name, take you, groom's full name, to be my lawfully wedded husband, and solemnly promise, God helping me, that I will be a true and devoted wife to you, that I will love, honor, cherish, and comfort you in sickness and in health, in sorrow and in joy, in adversity and in prosperity, and that I will keep myself to you and to you alone until God by death shall separate us. Pronouncement of marriage. The minister then addresses everyone present, saying, inasmuch then as bridegroom's full name and bride's full name have both signified their desire to be joined together in the holy bond of matrimony, have borne witness of this fact before God and this company, and have pledged their fidelity and love to each other, I, by the virtue of the authority vested in me as a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and by the laws of the state of, insert your state, now pronounce them husband and wife, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder. The minister then offers a prayer invoking God's blessing upon the newly married couple.